The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast here at William Hill on Tuesday, February the 12th. Andy Holding here taking a look at a 7-race programme at Clonmel this afternoon. Another card rich with quality, one has to be said, although we do have a decent race at 250 to get our teeth stuck into. That's the standout race there, the Grade 3 over 3 miles. It'll certainly take plenty of getting because the ground today at this venue is heavy and there is a stiff uphill finish here as well, as we know. So you do need horses that have A, got proven stamina, and B, perhaps a little bit of form around the track as well. The opening race looks a fair mare's contest coming up at 150 over the extended 2 mile 2. And the standout performer here is Tell Me Annie from the Declan Queeley stable, who caught the eye, knows certain terms, first time up in quite a decent race at Punchestown near the day behind Moy Henna. That race was notable for a very strong pace throughout, set by Mew Knight Escape. And Tell Me Annie, being a 3 mile pointer, just basically could not live with the early gallop, but she did stay in quite eye-catchingly in the back end of that race to certainly suggest that she's going to be much more effective over further, which she's got today. And of course, with that run under her belt, that's got to also stand her in good stead. You can also make a case out for Countess Kathleen off the back of that run, but she had already had the advantage of running a couple of times during the winter, so it'd probably be difficult for her to turn the form around. Decision Time, nice mare that she is. She hasn't run since July, so obviously strength and conditioning on her might be a little bit of an issue. So Tell Me Annie looks a very strong choice there in the opening contest. On to the 220, and quite a weakish looking maiden hurdle, and it gives a good opportunity, one could argue, for Giant Spirit to finally get his head in front here today. He was tried in a handicap last time out, won by Stable Companion Total Recall at Leopardstown over 3 miles, but that didn't work out. So he's dropping back to the minimum trip here, and if he runs to the level when chasing home Moonshine Bay on the 11th of January, then he must have a great chance here. Back in third that day was Great Khan, who unfortunately stopped rather alarmingly on the run-in to warrant any kind of confidence in him today. And I wasn't overly convinced with Border Control's run the other day at Thurles behind Last Man Standing when he looked to weaken quite dramatically in the latter stages. You'd certainly keep an eye on Monatomic from an each-way perspective. He can stay on his feet today, but in what looks a weak race, Giant Spirit does set at least a reasonable standard enough to make him the selection there in that second race. On to the 250 then, quite a wide open and intriguing looking affair. Quite a few of these have done well actually to have this race in their sights. We wanted two of the bigger guns, perhaps thinking of the Cheltenham Festival around the corner. Burren Life, he's the highest rated horse in the race off a mark of 133, and albeit he's been running reasonably well over the winter, he doesn't exactly set the world alight. Whereas I do think the steady improver in this race could well be Moonshine Bay from the all-conquering Jessica Harrington stable. This horse actually managed to win when the yard was out of nick a month ago here at this track, and given that he stayed on well, certainly what we saw of that race anyway, he looked quite strong in the finish. He's also got some decent form in behind that, and being as he's from the 3 mile point-to-point background, there's a good chance that he will get this trip no problem. Robbie Power, one would imagine, would ride this horse quite aggressively, and around about 4-1 this morning, he just gets a tentative vote there. On to the first of the handicaps then, which comes up at 3.25, and this is the extended 2 mile 2 contest at 0-102 category. Quite a few interesting handicap debutants here, none more so than She's Made It from the Podraig Roach stable, having the first run for the new yard. This horse has been not really sighted in quite a few races, but it's notable she did run in a race which has worked out incredibly well back in the 9th of December at Navan. Horses like Distonk, who won on Sunday, Scarpetta, who was third, Dortmund Park, the sixth, the fourth, Play the Game, Riders on the Storm, the fifth, have all won subsequently. So it's quite clear that scattered around that turf field was a very good standard of novices over in Ireland this season. So even though she didn't come into ice, the fact is she actually took part in that race certainly suggests off a mark of 85 that she could well be competitive in this particular contest. One would imagine that Zipporah or Golf in Front is often the want. With her, she's got a good record around the track. But the one I quite like here is Cool Craft from an HI perspective. Hard to really knock this horse's credentials here in a race of this nature. Doesn't win very often, but does run this track well, as proven when chasing home Rock on Barney back here at the last meeting on the 11th of Jan. And a repeat of that performance should see this horse at least be in the first three. So Cool Craft is the no-nonsense each-way selection there in race number four. On to the 3:55, and a lot really revolves around Monbeg Chit Chat staying upright, or certainly running a better race than he did last time out, because for one reason or another, he just never performed, and he was pulled up. He was supposed to have a little bit of a respiratory problem after that run behind his stable companion, Robbie Damana. I think his best judge on that run the time before when he chased home, You Can't Call Her That, from the Hogan Barn. So far, the evidence is this horse hasn't exactly lived up to the reputation that one might have expected given his hurdle progress. So it could just pay to look elsewhere here. And I've got a sneaky feeling that Venezio Springs could be the joker in the pack here. Not a bad run beyond two nice types last time when seen behind Montel Barn and De Potting Shed. And also that run beyond Kashari when subsequent winner Wishmore was back in third. Certainly would have given him a chance in a race of this nature. And at the prices this morning, around about 3-1, I'd make Venezio Springs the value bet there in that beginner's chase. On to the 4:30, and one of the best bets on the card runs here in the shape of All the Chimneys from the Willie Austin stable. This horse was second in this race last year behind De Benno. We know what De Benno's been doing subsequently. He's won two chases this year, and indeed he won embarrassingly easy off a very low mark over hurdles at Navan on Sunday. So he was obviously up against it on that occasion. And as is often the case, this horse tends to come good at this time of year, as he proved with a good run last time out at Fairy House behind Shrewd Operator and subsequent Garen winner on Saturday, Tongi. The time figure of that race is good, and this horse looks as though he's going to win two out before just getting outpaced by the winner in the latter stages. Certainly nothing wrong with that performance. Suggest he's going the right way, and I do think he'll run well here at the main expense of Spare Breaks, who ran well in a good beginner's chase the other day, which has thrown up a subsequent winner, Drom Connor Ladd. On to the final contest, and this looks as though this should be quite straightforward here and a bit of a formality, before he stays on his feet for Augustine, who is much the best of these over hurdles. And on the evidence of what we saw the other day over fences behind Monbeg Notorious, he should really be good enough here with a clear round, because Gornelich Charger won that race, has not only gone on to win the Thyestes Chase at Garen two starts ago, but he won the 10-up stakes, grade 3 status at Navan on Sunday. So It's for there to all to say, really. Augustine was certainly running to a good level on his first start over fences, and a repeat of that should be good enough here. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Hopefully you can join me again on Friday when we're going to be taking a look at the outrace programme at Dundalk as ever. So until then, it's a very goodbye for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.